course.
JD, if you can hear me.
Oh, yes, sir. I got you loud and clear. Okay, B4 CBA.
JD, moving real slow in traffic. I don't live but 22 miles from work, and it takes me almost an hour to get home in the afternoon.
That'd be 22 miles an hour then, wouldn't it, on average speed?
Lee, I could probably make it home faster if I had my bicycle.
Yeah, I know what you mean, I tell you. It's something else. They're even lined up on the on Rutherford Road here, trying to get them to Wade Hampton, and it was backed up so far I couldn't even get in the turn lane to turn right on Wade Hampton. There's a little cut through road that will allow you to do that, so I took it.
You know, I just find it unbelievable, all the people moving into this area. If we ever have a drought, you think, like we had a few years ago, we're in big trouble because I don't know there's enough water supply.
Have you ever been up to the watershed up on 225?
No, I don't think I've been up there. I know Saluda Lake is the source of water around here, but it's not really that big.
Old Highway 25, and I ride my motorcycle up there. I used to ride up there a lot, and when I lived in Traverse Rest, and go up to Saluda, North Carolina. And but anyway, but you go out by the watershed there. It's it's always looked pretty good. I haven't been by it, though, in the last year or so.
One year, I don't remember what year it was, but we've got three spring heads on our property, and all three of them spring heads dried up. It was so bad. It was just, our grass died, and I'd never seen it that bad.
I'd love to have a spring on my property. That'd be something. We used to go when we went to my grandmother's. She lived right off right near the intersection of 85 and White Horse Road and on Linhart Road, and she would take us walking down Linhart Road, and we would. There's a spring down there. Not far before you get to Piedmont Highway, and we used to drink out of that spring when I was a kid.
I hate to go, I just got a phone call, but have a good evening, hope to make it all right. KC4SKD.
Up there, KV4CPA.
W4NGU.
Phil, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Got the radio in the car yesterday.
From you sounding good.
Boiling Springs, the spring is still there. They've got cement and bricks around it and a sign on it. And it used to, I understand, way back in the day, shoot up several feet. It was quite the little show, but now it just barely moves the water, but it's still there. Boiling Springs.
I never thought about that. I guess that's how it got its name. So is the water warm, or they just call it boiling for another reason?
Boiling for the movement. I don't think it's hot. I'll stick my hand down there one time and find out for you. Just for you.
You're in any danger. I've never seen a part of a spring that wasn't just ice cold, I tell you. My grandmother said there were a bunch of springs over the property. property to see where they built the Council Square, and somebody knew, she would know.
That story. But these springs, I think it's right in front of the old Bilo, or right around there somewhere. It's not a very big display, but that's kind of nice that your community was named after something like that.
Oh, yeah. Going down in a hole there on Edwards Road, it's went by the Bobby Woods entrance there, and it's kind of a loose spot. It's Peter gets kind of noisy there. But I'm headed to play tennis, no surprise there.
It affecting you this time?
Oh, so good. I think this will be the warmest played. It's 88 degrees right now, so I got a guy that wants to play in the morning. He wants to play singles in the morning when it's cooler. So I'm thinking about taking him up on it because I need to get up and get going and quit sleeping late.
What time do they open?
I really don't know. Be honest with you. Boy, it's a mess. I think it's probably around 7 o'clock, if not earlier.
That'd be the thing to do, man. I'd much rather get up early to do anything. I meet guys for breakfast about two mornings a week at 7, and that's not bad. But I'd rather play tennis then, I think, and get over the chill than play when it's 95.
The thing about a tennis court, it doesn't care what you look like or smell like, so so you can just get out there and hit the ball. And so I wouldn't have to, it's not like I'd have to get up to shower and shave and everything.
It's hot though. I start slipping all over the racket and have to keep a towel in my left hand when I'm playing in that kind of weather.
I've got several bottles of it. They make this gel and you put it on your hands and you don't have to use a lot, and you rub your hands together and it turns into a powder, and it dries your hands out and keeps them that way. And you can apply more if you need it later on. It's real good about keeping your hands dry. And of course I've got a wrap around my grip too, so that helps some too.
Well, that's good. I didn't know they had such a thing. Probably going to retire my old Davis Classic that I love so much. That was the first racket I had strung at 60 pounds. But the handle was always a little too small. And it just wasn't perfect for me, but I didn't know when I bought it. But, of course, after all these years, the wrappings have gotten sticky and cracky and come off, and I'd have to have the handle totally redone. And it's a wood racket, so I'd want to go with something modern anyway. So the old Davis Classic is relegated to the wall, I guess.
It'd be interesting to hit with a wood racket, just to feel the difference. I guess last time I played with one was when you and I played. Used to play together all the time.
I had a McGregor. It was probably a $15 Walmart special in those days. And I forget what I paid for that Davis Classic, but everybody thought I had lost my mind. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because once I got acclimated to a racket that nice, I think it catapulted me ahead a little bit of my competition that was still playing with, grade school rackets.
Let's see, I bought a Jack Kramer Wilson that tennis place there. It used to be across from Greenville Tech, and then I had to have it strung. I remember I paid $14 for that racket unstrung, and I thought I'd spent a fortune.
That's where I got my Davis. I was sorry to see that place close.
Some of these sports stores, I can't remember which one it is, if it's Dick's or Academy, one of them doesn't even string rackets anymore. It's crazy. And, I don't know, I guess maybe people are just buying them online and having them strung that way. And they'll string them to your specifications. So, I don't know. But I found a couple of guys that string rackets. In fact, one of them, they tell me anyway, that one of them used to string for the pros. So I don't know.
Imagine it's just too expensive to have somebody hanging around that can do that. Even if he's doing other work when he's not stringing, that's just, I can see that. The world sure is changing. I was thinking today about, how long has it been? 70 years since the milkman gave you a quart of milk in the morning. And with all the gas and paying a guy and insurance and a company trying to make a profit, can you imagine trying to deliver a $2 item in this day and age?
Remember that we never did use the milkman, but our neighbors across the street always did, and you would leave them the empty jars, and that's how many they would give you back, and I don't know, I guess they sent you on the mail, I guess the way they worked that out, but the guy had to keep tabs on how many he gave to each customer. But anyway, yep, those days are coming on.
Paid even back then, do you?
And I don't know what they were charging, to be honest with you. But, of course, gas wasn't probably about 30 cents a gallon, so... or less, so, but I don't know what their overhead was. They must have been making a profit or they wouldn't have been doing it.
Well, they had to stop because they weren't making a profit. But, I was going to get to where you have to kind of calculate what you do nowadays. I was calculating yesterday, we got a bunch of stuff that needs to come out of the garage. Been in there 20 years. And you know how big that place is and how much you've seen it. Nothing else needs to be said. But it might pay us to get a big dumpster rather than make numerous trips to the Welford dump. It's 26 minutes away, one way. So by the time you unload and everything, you got an hour and a half just dumping stuff. And I'd have to go so many times. I looked online today, and the cost of a dumpster is starting to look pretty good.
Not a bad idea. And you probably have to sit in line, too, so you're going to be burning gas and wasting time, just sitting there. That's a long way to drive just to, have to... get rid of your trash. So anyway, I don't have there's not a place near me. I have to go to a place to the outskirts of Greer, kind of out in the country. But I've had to take a few things over there before, but when we moved to Taylor's, but I haven't been there in several years.
Factors with me are, with the dumpster, there's no sorting. And, you take it to those landfills. You got to sort it and take it to drive over to the other side of the landfill and dump that part of it. And then a big problem for me is my trailer walls aren't but about a foot tall on each side. So I'd have to, you know, put what I could on there, and then you got to put a tarp. It's got to be, you know, you can't let garbage blow out these days or they'll pull you over. So I don't know, just a big old deep dumpster sounding pretty good at this point.
What you mean? KP4CPA. Well, I am pulling in a parking place here, and I guess I'll go inside and do a little warm up, and I don't play for another 20 minutes, but and these guys work, so they're usually they get here the last minute.
Now, just remember, it's not a hobby. Get serious. When? What is that phrase in Top Gun? They don't get points for second place.
Second place. Yeah, but I'm not getting paid to do this, so this is fun and exercise to me.
You gonna see Top Gun?
My sister's coming down from Maggie. We're going to go see it Thursday at the IMAX.
Sorry, too. Applebee's will give you a free ticket for every $25. So just you and your wife go in and pay separately. Get two tickets, and they'd be virtually free.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Only problem is she's not going anywhere for a while. But anyway, well, I'll talk to you later, Phil. You take care and safe driving out there. And I'll talk to you again, I hope soon. W4NGU, KP4CBA.
Thanks, David. And next time, tell me about Mona. And I mean, I know she had surgery, but you have to tell me how she's doing next time. W4, never give up.